Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in with your true confessions of texting while driving. Call us to fess up, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we bring this up today because Werner Herzog has a new documentary out called From One Second to the Next that shows the dangers of texting while driving. It's kind of, you know, an obvious message, but it's from the major phone companies, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, and they hope it will be shown in thousands of high schools and driver's ed classes, and hooked up with Werner Herzog to produce it. Now, this documentary is very jarring because it shows reactions of victims, their families, and people who texted while driving themselves and caused accidents that killed or severely injured people. Here is a clip of a driver from the film who was texting and then crashed into an Amish buggy.
As I was driving, I was texting back and forth with my wife. I was texting, and I think I was reading a text back at the time of the accident, because I remember driving and, like, my head just snapped up when I saw, you know, the windshield just glass broke and screeching, and my head, you know, it happened in about a second. And I mean, I had 1,000 thoughts going through my mind. As I started coming to a stop, I saw, you know, a body come down from off the top of the van. And I just thought, oh my gosh, what have I done? I just thought, what have I done? And I realized, you know, I had hit something, and I realized it was an Amish buggy.
So, listeners, we don't mind helping Werner Herzog and the phone companies get the message out on this. We'll play a couple more clips from this film as we go, but thought we might embellish it with a few of your true confessions of texting while driving. 212-433-WNYC. They don't have to be as horrible as that. That accident killed two children. But what have you done? And how do you resist the temptation to text while you're driving if you find yourself to be one of those people who are tempted? 212-433-WNYC. Personally, I can't imagine doing it. I'm just too afraid. I'm just too afraid behind the wheel to be splitting my visual attention like that. So I think I've got a fear factor that will keep me from texting while driving. But obviously, a lot of people don't have that barrier. So how do you resist if you have the temptation, or call us with your texting while driving true confessions? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Here's more while your calls are coming in from that driver who accidentally hit the Amish buggy and killed two children.
I wish so bad I could go back to that day and change my focus. I wish I could go back and say, you know, I can do these texts when I get to my stop, you know, when I get there. I don't have to do this right now while I'm driving. You know, there's just nothing that important. But at that point, you know, it was just, you know, oh, I can text and drive. It's no big deal. And it is a big deal. Please, please don't do it. Please don't ever text and drive. It's life. You get one chance, and you live with the choices you make.
Andrew in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have a story? You have a true confession?
Oh, my God. I used to be so bad at texting and driving. I would, on the way to and from work, it was away. I stayed awake, it was away. I kept in touch with all my friends. But I guess starting this year, my family staged an intervention while I would drive and text. And then I finally, after all the new laws, all the points on it, I decided that I can probably wait until I get back home.
What was the intervention like?
It was really awkward because I was, like, driving, and they were, like, my brother and my sister were in the car with me. And they said, hey, so, you know, it's really dangerous. Every time you look down at your phone, you realize that you're slightly swerving out of the lane. And I said, well, I see what you're talking about there. So slowly stopped it, but it was tough.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate your story. Paul in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Hi. How are you?
Good. So you're a texter while driving?
Well, I, I used to, and I think we all were at one time, because when we first started texting, I think it was just one more thing that everybody thought we can do, you know? We just thought we can do that, you know?
And what cured you of it?
Well, you know, when I started seeing television commercials of, you know, kids who died or parents who lost children, I just thought to myself, you know, imagine if that was me, if I actually hurt somebody. I don't think I'd be able to live with myself.
Paul, thank you. Sam in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sam.
Yeah, hi. I'm actually leaving my office now. I pulled over to have this conversation. And I just wanted to say I'm the worst hypocrite when it comes to texting, because I'll see teenage girls texting. I sort of shake my head and I'm like, God, you're so stupid. You don't realize the chance you're taking. But then I find myself, I will very occasionally either answer a text, you know, very briefly or read one. But I have to say, as a result of this program and this realization, I will never do that again.
Sam, go ahead. Sorry.
I had some of those shocking moments I can remember when I would just, you know, be reading a text, what I think is briefly, and I would look up and realize that, you know, a mile of road has passed since I was actually aware of what I was doing. So, I have three teenage children. They're all beginning to drive now, and I'm always preaching to them, but I absolutely have to practice it because, you know, even with 30 years of experience in driving, I can see how in a second I can have a real problem.
Sam, thank you very much. And Sam in Westchester admitting that he's a hypocrite on this issue and vowing to change his ways. Let's hear another clip from the Werner Herzog film. This is a woman named Valletta whose 8-year-old son, Xavier, was hit by a texting driver. He's now stuck in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the waist down. He's referred to in this clip as X.
The lady who hit X was texting. Texting. Her head was in her lap. She never even saw X in front of her. She actually came straight through the stop sign. There were no brake marks, no skid marks at all. She never stopped at a four-way stop sign. She never stopped.
Jean in New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jean.
Yes, hi. I actually was hit by a texter. And the only reason I'm calling and it's all come to mind is because my oldest grandson is now getting his driver's license. And we were at a red light. So it just shows how even in the safest of circumstances, neither of our cars were moving. And all of a sudden, a bump and my head banged against the headrest. And I was shaken up for quite a few hours. No one was hurt. Cars weren't damaged. Mm-hmm. Young man got out. He was very sorry, a lovely young man. We talked and talked and whatever. And then as we were both leaving, I did glance over at him, and I saw that his head was down, you know, towards his lap, and I realized he obviously had been texting. What he'd said to me was, oh, I'm so sorry, my foot slipped off the brake. Well, your foot doesn't slip off a brake if you're paying attention to your driving.
And did he acknowledge to you that he was texting?
No. I didn't even think of it till after we were leaving. We were leaving. We were both in our cars. Our windows were closed, and we were leaving. And I glanced over at him, and I saw him sitting there, you know, looking as if he was texting. And the thing is, even if he wasn't texting, he hit me. His foot slipped off the brake if he was reading something. Let's say he was reading a magazine. Well, you don't do – when you're driving, you just drive.
Jean, thank you very much. And, oh, Lola hung up. I was going to take – Lola next, who was calling to give us a true confession that she texts while at stoplights. Well, I don't know if it's still illegal, right? But if you're actually stopped, is that any different? So that's for people to decide. Valerie in Scarsdale, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. I wanted to share that I think that there's something truly Pavlovian about the ring of a text message that makes it impossible for people, no matter how cognitively aware they are of the dangers of answering a text, not to do it. And so I'm starting a campaign that I'm calling Trunk It, where the idea is to take a cell phone and put it in the trunk so that it is physically impossible to get to while you're driving. And that, I think, is the only way to resist answering a text message and keep people safe. With Bluetooth, I think this is becoming more of a reality because you can even answer the phone and feel like you're accessible and handle emergencies if you need a phone at the time. But I think we have to get it way beyond the reach of the driver in order to resist that terrible temptation.
So trunk it, says Valerie in Scarsdale. Eric in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. You have a true confession?
Yes. A few years back before it was illegal to text, I did run into an 8-car pileup on the Tappan Zee Bridge. And the reason I didn't see the accident and didn't respond in time is because I was texting at the time. And I'm a person who believes I have lightning-quick reflexes. I ride a bike all over the city and feel like I can react to anything, but it proved me wrong, and it changed the way I feel about it.
Eric,
yes.
Thank you so much. And Natalie in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Natalie.
I do have the habit of texting and driving, but recently I've been trying to stop. And so what I've been doing is I usually carry a backpack or a purse with me, and I always put my phone on vibrate and put it in my, you know, backpack or purse, and it's on the other side of the car. So it's not in eyesight. So it's like out of sight, out of mind. So I don't think about it or care, or like, so I make it harder to text, so I don't do it anymore.
And how about when it vibrates? What's your reaction?
I ignore it. I just have, like, heard a lot of stories, and I now know how bad it is. So I ignore it, and as long as it's not, like, there, it's a lot easier for me to do.
Natalie, thank you so much for your call, and that's going to be the last word. Verna Herzog's new documentary, 30 minutes on this topic, commissioned by the major phone companies, is called From 1 Second to the Next. And you can find it and see it. It's on itcanwait.com.